This episode of the Steve Diss Island Podcast is brought to you by Black Mamba NYSO Trade. Hit it!
The Black Mamba day trading platform by NYSO Trade is here.
Heard of the platform that told you to swim?
Well, tell them to drown.
The Black Mamba is the most advanced day trading platform on planet Earth. Execute your trading with lightning speed and get your price. It's time to tell them other platforms to take a hike. The Black Mamba trading platform is here. Go to NYSOTrade.com. That's NYSOTrade.com. The time to strike is now. The Black Mamba by NYSO Trade.
XM Radio.
The Black Mamba by NYSO Trade. Yeah, the Black Mamba. The Black Mamba day trading platform is the most advanced day trading platform on planet Earth. So check them out at NYSOTrade.com. That's NYSOTrade.com. And for all my Spanish-speaking people, listen up. I don't have a cool MP3 like that, but listen up. Escucha, mi gente, este episodio de Steve Diss Island Podcast ha sido traído a ustedes por Black Mamba NYSO Trade. Black Mamba NYSO Trade es un website que te ayuda mucho con el comercio si tienes algún tipo de problema con algunos préstamos o cualquier tipo de servicio en el mundo de los negocios. Black Mamba NYSO Trade te puede ayudar. Así que ve a NYSOTrade.com, es NYSOTrade.com. Y si no sabe deletrear trade, trade es TRADE.com. NYSOTrade.com. This podcast is also brought to you by A-Class Beats. Producer and beat maker A-Class Beats makes any type of beat you can name, man. Anything from Dirty South beats to R&B. Urban, new school, and trap music. I know a lot of y'all love that trap music. So if you want to check out his beats, go to www.soundclick.com/A-Class Beats with a Z at the end. That's A-Class Beats with a Z at the end. And they have quality beats, you know, great prices, and he's always looking forward to working with new artists. So if you want to get, you know, on your rapping game, I recommend A-Class Beats at www.soundclick.com/A-Class Beats. And he's also part of a production team called Fifth Galaxy Production. And they, you know, they also like to work with new artists. And that one is www.soundclick.com/Fifth Galaxy Productions if you want to check it out. All right, guys, you guys ready to get this podcast popping? Let's go.
You are now listening to the Steve Diss Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Diss.
Hey. Hey, you. Come here. Come closer. Come closer. Come closer, and I just can't. That's that Neo song, right? That Neo song. Hey guys, it's one of those days. You know, it's Monday. This time it's Monday. I apologize for Sunday, but if it's not Sunday, it's gonna be Monday. All right. So Monday. What day is it? I don't even know what day is it, man. It's January 6th, 2014. Great year so far. I hope it's going terrific for you guys. Today's podcast, I would like to talk about the topic of balance. It's a topic that's really influential in my life, especially in 2014. It's a great topic, man, because we need to be balancing our shit, you know? Everything in life needs a balance. I'm a person that I like to think, my little motto, theory, whatever you want to call it, is that I like everything. Not everything necessarily, but like I like to be open-minded. I like to be, you know, aware of what's happening, what new things are out there, or whatever. But I'm a person that I believe that too much of something, it's really bad for you. no matter what it is, whether it is, and here it could be open to any single topic you can name. Like, for example, if you love reading books, this might be a stupid example, but I was going to say, I don't care. But if you're reading books, right, and you like to read books so much, you read books, and I'm pretty sure there's somebody in the world that does this, read books probably 15 hours a day. Great. You're getting all that knowledge about whatever you're reading. Maybe it's an informational book, maybe something like a book for dummies that you're learning. It's a how-to book and you're learning things to do. Or maybe you're just reading Twilight and you're just learning about vampires and fictions and whatever is on, whoever the author is, J.K. Rowling or... I don't know. I don't read those books. But yeah, like you might gain that knowledge, but if you're doing that for 15 hours a day, then that's your day. You know, you're spending too much time reading books, and it's not like it's a bad thing. But if you're doing that for 15 hours, what's the rest of the day? There's so much to life we can all experience. That's why if you have a healthy balance, if you do a little bit of all the things you want to do, it's achievable to do everything. I'm a person that I used to complain so much, so much to myself. I always have, you know, those inner battles with my own voices in my head. Like you guys, I'm pretty sure. Or am I the only one? Am I crazy? Am I the schizo? The schizo here in the building? You guys don't have voices in your head. But yeah, but you know, I'm one of those people that I have, you know, constant battles with my own self. My own self, that sounds weird. But I, you know, I have those type of things that I'm just fighting and wrestling through, and I'm like, oh, I can't do this because I don't have enough time, and if I do this, I'm not going to be able to do this or that or those or whatever. For example, I would be making excuses like, my own perspective, I'd be like, okay, I can go and shoot this music video. That was hilarious. I go and shoot this music video for 8 hours straight, but then I'm not going to have time to make it to the show at Flappers, and I have to do a 10-minute set or whatever it is. And or I'm not able, if I do that, then I'm not able to go and take out my girlfriend to the movies or, you know, things like that. I will put, like, if I don't have enough time within a day, I will make the excuse that there's not enough time within one day to achieve my goals for the day. And that is a damn lie. And the thing is, I got stuck in this little swirl of just negating myself that I'm able to do all these things within a day. Like, I will leave things for the next day and the next day and the next day. And it would just become, like, so daunting to just try to squish everything together and do it. And what I came to formulate, at least what works for me, is do less is more. I started to focus on that mantra, on the little, you know, piece of wording that doing less is actually doing more. So instead of me spending like 4 hours just doing acting stuff, reduce it. I reduced it to like 20 minutes. Sounds super drastic, but I did. Instead of, for example, I had a big chunk of my life that was really dedicated to entertainment, and sometimes still is. Not anymore as of late, but sometimes it is. Even today, I was like, oh, am I going to do the podcast? I mean, in a way, this is entertainment for me, but in another way, this is work, too, because I'm working, talking to you guys. It's a lot of work. It requires so much work, you know? No, but I could, you know, and I was like, oh, my God, WWE is on Raw, old school Raw. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so dope. I want to see the legends coming and all that. Yeah, I'm a huge wrestling fan, guys. Don't judge me. I know it's fake. It's okay. It's not fake to me. It's real to me. Damn it. No, I love wrestling. And but I was thinking, if I'm watching it live, was going to annoy the hell out of me? And it's not going to annoy me, because in between, I usually go and do stuff. Like, you know, I just do stuff in between. I don't waste my time just watching a commercial. And even watching a commercial, I study the commercials, because since I'm a actor out here in Hollywood, you know, I can actually get to, you know, see what the person is wearing. Even though I lately haven't been caring for that. Like, when I came here, I was such a, you know, an actor type, air quotes, that, you know, you're so focused on, like, yeah, I got to study the person that is in that McDonald's commercial because I want to book one soon. It becomes ridiculous to a point that you're like, am I really doing this? And that's why when you find that balance, you get to see what are the things that you're wasting your time on, and what are the things that are holding you down, and what are the things you should do to move forward. And that's why I recommend to everybody to have a really healthy balance. Because right now, honestly, I'm at the best point of my life. I am. I truly am. I am extremely happy with my lifestyle and life right now. I am extremely grateful for my decisions. And I'm connecting even more with you guys, even though I'm not seeking out. Like, before, I used to be like, you know, like those, because I'm from the YouTube era. When YouTube started coming out in 2005, I joined like 2006. I am part of that era. So when we started on YouTube, it was all like camaraderie. Like, we were all buddies. We were all friends and brothers together. And we were collab with each other, you know, be like, hey, you want to make this video? Yeah, let's make this video together. And we'll send videos to each other. Then by like late 2007, I would say, the whole like monetizing videos became available, but only to selected partners. Like, if you were a partner with YouTube, then you can make profit out of your videos. So instead of being a hobby, like, for example, when you're in high school and you're playing sports, you're doing it maybe because you want that as a career choice and you're polishing your skills. But at the end, it's a hobby because you're not getting paid for it. So as far as I know, it's like, you know, a hobby that you're doing. That yes, it's improving your skills, but you're not getting paid for it. So on YouTube, it was the same thing. It was like us playing filmmakers, you know, doing our own bits, doing our own things. And then the whole thing, the money got introduced. And then everybody wanted to get to that point because, some, you know, people that weren't there in that other side, that greener side, making money off your videos, then everybody wanted to get to the other side because they were like, oh, you know, like, make money for making this? That's incredible. And and some of them were like, well, that's not fair that they're over there and I'm working maybe as hard or more than them, then I should be over there too. And then they started applying, getting denied and denied and approved and approved and denied and denied and approved and approved. And then it just became this unbalance of things of like, oh, we are making a lot of money. And then the little people just had no power at all, period. It was just, it just rained the top people over there in that other side. I'm making this story like a really bedtime story, like a really cool, intriguing dragons coming story. But there's no dragon. Or maybe there is. Who knows? Who knows? Stay tuned and find out. I don't even know. I'm amusing my own self. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Basically, everybody was, you know, was trying to become YouTube partner and all that. It was cool. It became to a moment that literally all the attention was on the top people. Just all the time, all the time, all the time. And some people have big egos, and some people have all those voices in your head and going like, why are you working so hard, and why are you doing all this, and why are you doing all that, and nothing's really happening, at least not the magnitude that you want it to be. And all that becomes of because of society, because society pushes people to compete against other people. Oh, if I'm on this part of town and I do this and that, I'm gonna get more money than you. That's the trouble. Like when you go and you're basically doing things not because you want to become this amazing and great person, but because you are doing it in spite of other people, or you're trying to get back at other people, and you're just trying to be this negative person. I'm not saying you're not gonna make it or you're not gonna do it, because you can. If you put the hard work and effort to it, you totally can. But I'm saying that's not the right way to approach it, to approach things. They say happiness is an emotion, of course, it's a thing that should last forever, but it's not. It's a state of being, and we go in and out of happiness because we're humans and we have different emotions. But we don't realize that we were so happy when we were kids. You know why? Because we didn't give a fuck. We didn't care what society thought about us. Like, for example, if we're in a room full of people and somebody has a big-ass itch on their nose and they try and they are really thinking hard of scrubbing in, they probably won't scrub in because everybody's just watching at you. A kid doesn't give a fuck, dude. Like, I was walking around and I see kids just picking their nose, looking at me, fucking smiling and still picking their nose, and sometimes even putting it on my shirt. They don't care, man. They just do what they want to do. I'm not saying to live life just to the extreme, to the point of like, yo, I don't give no fucks, I'm going to steal guns from policemen. And no. No, people. No, I'm not telling you that. I don't know where those ideas came from, okay? Stop it. Don't abuse the power. No, but I'm saying you should be able to live as happy as you want. And happiness doesn't come in one form. There's not just one thing you want to do in life. Not everybody's goals for the majority, or the, you know, how society dictates your happiness is that you go to school, go to a good college, get a great job, get a girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, get married, have kids, die together. For some people, that's not their cup of tea. For some people, that's what all they want. But let me tell you something. There's a bunch of other things in this life left to explore. Whether it's traveling, whether it's I want to go snorkeling, whether it's I want to become a surgical doctor, I want to become a physician, whatever it is, you know, I want to touch a rainbow one time. I want to fly to Nevada and win money. Whatever things that make you happy is a collection of things. And the only thing that is not letting you get to those is your own self. You are able to accomplish every single thing you want to accomplish in this life, whether it's an act that's really small or an act that's huge. And on that note, I want to talk real quick about Nelson Mandela. And that dude is just a dude. He was just a guy that he had a vision and an idea of a better world. And he made everything in his thoughts and in his life, you know, what he thought, what he really believed. He's the ultimate I don't give zero fucks guy. And he did it in a peaceful manner. And he accomplished it. He, maybe deep down inside, he knew that he was going to do all that. but maybe earlier in the beginning where he got the thoughts or whatever it was, he got to many points that he didn't know what was going to happen. But he just trusted himself and he just said, fuck it, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to do it my way. He was like that kid picking his nose and putting it on my shirt. And he did it. He moved an entire nation, an entire world, one man. That's one guy. One guy, one person moving an entire world. That's all I'm telling you guys. I'm just saying you don't necessarily have to become the president of the United States, or you have to, you know, do, you know, become a big astronaut or be in the NBA and be Kobe Bryant, or, you know, just become a celebrity of some sort or something like that to do a huge act. Like, you can accomplish anything. And we all humans, we all have victories and we all have losses. And that's something that a lot of people seem to forget. And it's because they're so sucked in into the whole TV world and magazines and fake shit that's just thrown by the media and people all the time. I just want you guys to wake up and realize that life is not just about sitting and watching a TV. For the longest time, I had a theater teacher that I couldn't picture. When I was in high school, middle school maybe? No, high school. I was in high school, like early high school. And I had this teacher, and for the longest time, it mind-boggled me because I didn't know somebody that didn't own a TV in my entire lifetime. Not really a person that I would call a friend or something like that that didn't have a television. Everybody had a television. I am a kid from the, you know, late 80s and the early 90s, so I, you know, by that time, pretty much everybody had TVs. When I have memory, like, you know, 6 years old up or something like that, not like right when I was born, because I don't know, you know, I don't have that type of memory. I don't go all that back. And it really mind boggled me. That she didn't have a TV. Because everybody I knew had a fucking TV. Why don't you have a TV? Tell me why. Why? Why? I really want to know, why don't you have a fucking TV? Because everybody I know owns a TV, whether it's little, whether it's... My mom had a small TV. It was disgusting, but it was great when hurricanes came by. Did I told you I grew up in Puerto Rico? We got hit by hurricanes all the time, man. I was reading the history of Puerto Rico, and it's constant hurricane hits. Constant hurricane hits. Like, I understand now why they call it, like, the Blessed Island, La Isla del Encanto, you know, Tierra Santa, and all that shit that they say in Spanish. Because we have survived some shit, man. Whether it's the fucking Spaniards coming and fucking filling us up with diseases and shooting us and exploiting us and shit. I'm talking like I'm a fucking Taino, like I'm an Indian. That's real Boricua here. I'm getting mad Spanish, man, on this podcast. But getting back to the subject, man, like, my teacher didn't have a fucking TV, dude. And I got pissed. I'm like, what the fuck? Why don't you have a TV? Why don't you have a TV? And it mind boggled me. And she's like, I just don't watch TV. And I mean, she had a nice house by the beach, which was awesome, man. It was great. It was a great, great house and great beach. So I will understand, because if I had the beach right by my house, I would be at the beach like almost 24/7. You know, the beach is a pretty cool place, especially in Puerto Rico. Best beaches of all time. Again, I haven't traveled that much, so I haven't seen that many beaches, but all the beaches I've seen, Puerto Rico has the best. I'm just letting you know. If you want to check out a place you want to visit, go to Puerto Rico. You don't need a passport. It's part of the United States. If you didn't know, now you know. Bam, biggie, biggie, biggie. Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. Ah, bringing it old school. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, back to the subject. I don't know what's happening, man. This is what happens when I do the podcast like this. It's just crazy. Now I understand why my teacher never had a TV. Well, not never. She had it before, but she just doesn't have it anymore. And it's because of that, because there's a lot of bullshit, man, on TV. And if you realize the average time people spend on TV, it's insane. Some people have spent, and I'm not joking about this, half or even more of their lifetime between sleeping and watching TV, and that's it. And that's it, and that's insane, because you're basically doing nothing. Nothing. Absolutely anything with your life. And there's so much to explore. Don't get me wrong. If that's what you want to do in life, fucking do it. That's you. Me, personally, I want to do more than that. I spent already a lot of my lifetime as a kid and growing up and up to now, you know. But mainly as a kid, you know, watching a lot of television. I think it's great for kids, especially for kids, to watch cartoons and watch so many diverse type of TV programs, because it expands their imagination and it lets them create so many different things, but also get them involved in like sports and crafts and different things, different types of activities, so they can experience like a full life and just let their minds go wild, and so they can know what they really like and what they not necessarily like as much. And they, when they are, you know, growing up, they already, you know, have their mindset to certain things, and they can do those activities on the side. Because, for example, one of the things I always wanted to become was a basketball player. Guess what, Steve? You're not 6 feet tall. You're not even barely 6 feet tall. Like, you're a long way from 6 feet tall. And, yeah, you are not the strongest person either, dude. So you're not in the NBA, and I'm not in the NBA. I'm never going to be in the NBA. And, like, as a basketball player, like, officially, that's never going to happen. But I still play basketball, you know, I still play on the side. I'm not, you know, like I say, on the Los Angeles Lakers, but I still play with my friends. I still play some pickup games here and there. If there's a little league and I have some time, I go and enter and I'll play, you know, YMCA, whatever, I'll do it. And it's fun, it's cool. And you have the chance to do that. Why would you block yourself? Oh, I don't have enough time. Make fucking time. If you have those 9-to-5 jobs, then make time in between. Oh, you have a kid and you have this and you have that. There has to be something you can sacrifice or decrease the amount of time you're doing and make room for that. There's a lot of things I want to do. There's one thing I've been wanting to do forever, and I'm telling you, this year, I am doing it. No matter what happens, I am doing it. I don't know what time, but I'm doing it. And that's skydiving. I've been wanting to skydive my freaking entire life, and I'm doing it for show sometime this year. Kind of Jersey that time. This year, I want to go skydiving faux show. I want to go skydiving because it's just the coolest thing. And pretty much all my friends have done it. I feel like I'm the only one that hasn't experienced skydiving. And sometimes you gotta, you know, I'm not scared of skydiving at all. Like, I'm pretty sure even when I get up there, maybe I'll get a little bit of fear, but it's not gonna be fear, it's gonna be more anxiousness, because I really want to do it, than fear. But I'm less scared. Not because I'm not even scared, dude. I'm not scared of skydiving at all. But I am mortified of bungee jumping. I don't think a rope is safe. And I know people do it. And I know people are safe and most of the time. But I don't know. It's just the rope. That's something that just scares the fuck out of me. I don't know why. It's just like I have a friend of mine that he goes bungee jumping every year. Cause he actually has been in the podcast. If you want to listen to him, he's a great guy. Davion Coleman, he's a poet. He actually did poetry for the podcast. So if you want to check it out, I definitely recommend it. Check it out on iTunes right now. Go ahead. By the way, if you guys, now that you're listening to me on iTunes, go ahead and rate it 5-star. If you can, you know, Steve Des Island. I appreciate everybody last week, man. I had like 10 people that rated it 5 stars and wrote like really nice things. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. Your words keep me going, man. Your words inspire me, make me a happier man, and balance all this shit out. Get it? It's balance, the topic we're talking about. We're talking about balance, son. Just talking about balance. You can balance this, balance that, balance your mom, and balance your dad. Just balance everything, man. You need to have a healthy balance. It's just great. Especially nutrition, man. There's a lot of people out there that I never been so of a health freak until I came to LA. Like, it's a whole nother world when you come to LA compared, because I lived in Puerto Rico, I lived sometime in New York, and I lived in Florida as well. And in those places, it's a whole entire world, because in Puerto Rico, they highly. And even I went to visit now. I thought things are definitely changing in Puerto Rico. Like, it's a completely entire different Puerto Rico from when I was there. But they're still highly promoting a lot of fast foods and things like that. In Puerto Rico, everything's really cheap, especially food. Like, it's pretty cheap over there. So, you know, they have crazy stuff. Like, it's all super delicious. Like, in over here in the United States, they, in the KFCs, for example, they have the traditional mashed potatoes and gravy. That's one of the, you know, your side orders. That's it. You cannot say, hey, can I have mashed potatoes and cheese on it? No, they're like, no, what's that? No, it's just mashed potatoes and gravy. That's how you do it. And in Puerto Rico, you can have mashed potatoes and gravy. Or you can also have mashed potatoes with bacon bits and cheese on top for the same price. No additional cost. And I'm in no way, shape, or form sponsored by the KFCs in Puerto Rico. Just want to clear that out. But basically that's what you can get over there. Did you know that Taco Bell in Puerto Rico has fries? That's insane, dude. In fucking insane. Like, it because over here, I say, I remember when I moved, I moved from Puerto Rico. I moved so many times, dude. I lived in West Palm Beach for a little while, then in Wellington, and in West Palm Beach again. And then I lived in Gainesville, Florida. That's where I went to Santa Fe College in UF. And when I lived there in Gainesville, I used to go out with this girl and she worked at Taco Bell, but she worked late night at Taco Bell. So every time I would go like really late at night when I was just either drunk or high or just bored and hungry and didn't have that much money. And I would go by the drive-thru because that's where she worked at. And I would be like, hey, can I get this, that, whatever. And she started giving me little hookups. Like, it took a little while to, like, get, you know, to that point because we, you know, we were just starting, you know, to go out and shit. And, so she started, like, giving me, oh, I get your drink. Like, she... I will text her like, "Yo, I'm going to Taco Bell. Can you hook me up?" And she's like, "Oh, I'll get your drink for you," and whatever. So I paid for the meal, and she got my drink. And then next time I paid for the meal, I paid for the like the tacos, she paid for the drink and the desserts. And then at the end, then she ended up paying for the entire thing. Like, I remember one time she gave me this. They had like this gigantic, I don't know if it was part of the combo or she just jacked it up, but it was a big ass burrito, dude. Like, one, it looked like one of those Chipotle burritos, and which was filled with steak. Just filled with steak. And I'm like, "Oh my God, this is the one. This is the one. The girl that's getting..." Nah, I wasn't thinking of that. No, I was like, "She's a cool friend, man." Because I definitely wasn't staying with that. I was like, "Fuck that, dude." Like, that's... And she knew. We were cool with that. We were like, "Yo, this is just... We're friends, okay? We're going to stay friends. That's what we're doing." Okay, cool. And, she gave me a lot of hookups there at that Taco Bell. And it was pretty good, you know, when you have the late night EBGBs and you need to eat some food. You know, it's cool. Man, I gotta talk about this. It just ran into my mind. It literally ran, stopped, looked to the left, looked to the right, looked forward, and looked to the other side, because it's a four-way stop, and I got it. So I'm gonna say it to you guys. I got stopped by an LAPD cop this week, and... Let me tell you this. I never encounter at least deep racism towards myself until now in LA. I thought so far LA, and it is. LA is it's really progressive to the point that we could possibly diminish racism to a certain point. I mean, there's still a little bit of people uptight around here, but for the most part, there are a lot of liberals out here and people that are really open-minded. They don't care about nobody, the blacks, the whites, the Hispanics, the gays, the transvestites, the prostitutes, the smokers, you know, all those people. And basically, I was in my car. I was with my girlfriend. My girlfriend's in the back. My teammate from my improv team was with me. I was giving her a ride to her house. And this cop stops me, right? And as soon as he stops me, as soon as it gets weird. Like, it gets weird right off the bat. I'm there. I stop. Got everything ready. I'm already with like my ID out. I know the process. I've been with cops before. And he goes with a flashlight running towards my car. And he starts screaming, "Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands." And all I'm thinking is like, what the fuck? Am I going to get arrested now? Like, am I really going to get arrested for just driving? For just driving normal and sober and driving a friend over her house with my girlfriend. And that day, the thing is, that day, this is a little note about you guys. For the most part, when people look me, just looking at me without me talking, they say, "Oh, this dude is black." That's what they say. "This dude is black." Most people. Some people go like, "Oh, this dude's Latino of some kind." But most people out here, at least in LA, go like, "This dude is black." When I start speaking, usually people go like, "Oh, this guy's mixed. This guy's Latino because he has..." Or something because he, you know, has a little accent out there. But he's definitely black. That day, I was wearing a hoodie and a Laker hat, you know? And it wasn't a black hoodie. I'm not going to say that. But I, you know, it wasn't a black hoodie. It was like a gray hoodie. And, you know, I wasn't looking like Trayvon Martin or anything, but I was like, you know, fucking there. And so he goes, show me your hands, show me your hands. And I show him my hands and shit. And I'm like, hey, what do you want me to do? And he just keeps yelling like, where you from? Where you from? What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm like, I'm driving my friend over and whatever. Where you from? Where you from? And he started asking questions to everybody. He asked for everybody's ID. I was the only one with my ID, and I'm driving, and I'm, that's fine. But why would you have to ask everybody for their ID and whatever? My girlfriend thought was that maybe my car was a suspect about something, like somebody with a similar car, they were looking for somebody like that. Me and Nikki concluded, me and my teammate concluded the same thing, and it's that that dude was being a fucking asshole. He was being a fucking douchebag. And basically, like, I... The dude, I'm standing outside, right, outside of my car, because I was looking for, to see my girlfriend had her ID in the trunk of my car, because that's where she had, like, her stuff. And I stayed outside for a while, and I'm waiting there. I'm there, I'm standing outside for, like, 7 to 10 minutes outside, and then the cop goes, like, excuse me, boy, you can go back inside the car. It's a little cold out here. Go inside the car. And I go inside my car, and I just start joking, you know, joking just so I get my head out of how much I want to beat the face of this cop, stupid fucking cop, you know, because he just, that entire day, like, I was kind of going through hell, and then I made it, like, work different. Like, I had a really rough early day. Because I was doing some shoots and I was doing some stuff and things got broken and, you know, just a bunch of shit was happening. And then I managed to turn all that around. I was super positive. I did a show. It was super fun. And then that cop just fucks the entire day. And then by keeping us there for the longest time, and I'm like, there's nothing possibly he can, like... You know, like, I'm not wanted for anything. I'm not under the influence of nothing. We are all completely sober and great. Like, I was literally, like, one block away from, like, dropping her off. And he does all this shit. And you know, asking millions and twenties of questions and asking them fast. Like, super quick and fast. Like, he was like, where you from? Where you from? What are you doing here? What's your age? What's your date of birth? Tell me entirely. Like, he just kept, like, questioning. Show me your hands. Let me see your eyes. Let me see this. Like, I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You just stopped me. You're supposed to say, let me see your license and registration. Yeah. You know, the whole fucking protocol. Not being, you know, fucking super cop paranoid motherfucker. Like, dude, oh my, that dude completely... fucked up the entire day. But you know why I didn't snap? Why I... Well, no, I didn't snap. Because if it was the old Steve, I would have snapped, like, way worse. Like, I probably would have been thrown to jail that night. Because I would have done something pretty... Not like I was going to, you know, punch the cop or whatever. But verbally, like, I would say something really insulting. Of some kind, and if it was the older Steve, I'd probably be like, okay, cop, whatever you say, okay, cop, I promise I will never do it again, no. But this is the Steve Dez of the motherfucking 21st century, that I don't give a fuck Steve Dez, the Steve Dez that's gonna accomplish every single thing that I'm going to accomplish. If you want to check out what are the things that I want to accomplish in this year, you can go to stevedez.com/blog, and I just uploaded this. Just 10 things, 10 super easy things that I want to accomplish, and I am going to accomplish. And guess what? Out of those 10 things, more things are going to come throughout the year. There's many things I want to do. and I'm going to accomplish every single one of them. You know why? Because I know I can, because I have the power. I can do absolutely everything I want, and I know you guys can too. So that's why I want you guys to find that balance. You've been looking for a girlfriend or boyfriend your entire life. You haven't found it yet. Dude, what are you doing wasting 14 hours of your life just searching for girls or for guys in Facebook or Tinder or whatever the fuck you're doing? You can do that for 10 minutes. I'm not saying not do it. Do it, because you know, if that's the way you find people in the 21st century, I honestly don't know, because I'm out of the game. So whether it's, if you go to bars, if you're just going to bars every night trying to score a girl, what the fuck are you doing, dude? You're wasting your entire life. Just do it once a week. Everything, do it in moderation. Just do it once. You don't have to do it a million times. What the fuck are you tripping on shrooms every single night with 11 doses? That's how you want to live your life? Then fucking do it. I'm not saying not do it. I'm just saying it's a lot of fucking time that you're spending on that shit. Just doing it for a little while. Even me, for example, one of the things I like to do is smoke weed. Guess what? I got sessions now. I do when I wake up really early in the morning, because that's when I write. And, you know, I write my jokes and whatever, and I meditate and I do all that stuff. And I do it, and then before I go to sleep, and sometimes in the podcast, depending on the guest, because sometimes the guest comes in and, like, fucks me up, or, like, for example, Kyle, last week's guest, Kyle Henson, he brought, like, beers, and we got pretty good. I remember one time, I think it was Jason Taylor, he brought, like, tacos and a bunch of beer and a bunch of weed, too. You know, people just bring stuff. Tashina brought a lot of hugs and kisses. I'm just throwing people, just talking about people all the time. But I want you guys to really find that balance. I want you guys to really find that zen, that thing that really pushes your gears to the next level. Because that's something that a lot of people, that's the main thing that people didn't believe in me to do. Like, they were like, how can you become a comedian and an actor and a writer and a video editor and this and that and blah, na, 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 na. Like, that's impossible, dude. You're never going to do it. You're already thinking about becoming an actor in Hollywood. Like, that's beyond belief and dreams. Like, you're this poor fucking kid from San Juan, Puerto Rico that barely has $30. How the fuck are you going to make that happen? How, Steve? How are you going to make that happen? It's impossible. You can't do it, man. You can't fucking do it. You know why you can't do it? Because you don't even have enough money to buy a plane ticket. What are you going to do, swim to Hollywood? Ha, ha, ha. Hilarious, dude. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know what? I don't know. I absolutely don't know, to be honest. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I know I'm going to become that person. I'm going to become the best fucking Steve Dez I can be. I'm going to be performing every single night. I'm going to be cranking the podcast 2 times a week. I'm going to be doing many things that are going to be way beyond my dreams and way beyond my expectations. I only trust that God is going to put me in situations that's just going to nurture me and going to help me become better at every single skill that I have, that I can hone it down, and I can represent my people whenever the time comes. I'm not here to make it in a year. I'm not here to make it in 2. I'm not here to make it in 10. I'm not here to make it in 20. I'm here to work hard. Work as hard as I can in every single aspect of my life that I can. And just to hope that my work inspires other people. It moves masses. And it just helps this world become even better. And those were things that Nelson Mandela was thinking. Those are things that I know a lot of you are thinking. And those are things that I'm thinking. To change the world, you don't need to do a lot. You just gotta focus on you doing your part. Trust that the rest is gonna come. Just focus on you doing your part by being good to others, by helping others, by helping yourself, by helping your family, by helping your friends, by helping your enemies even. If you have enemies. If you don't, cool. But just doing your part and just being nice to people and helping restoring this world and making it better. And do to others what you want them to do to you. You know, just be graceful and helpful and just be you. Be a graceful human being. I know you can. I know you can find that balance. We all got that balance inside, man. And honestly, one of the things that I want you guys to think is that I don't want you guys to worry so much about the future. Don't worry right now. Like, if you're in a tough situation right now, just trust that you're going to get out of that situation. There's been many things that have happened in my life that I was stuck by a wall, and I was like, how the hell am I going to make it out of this situation? Whether it was a bill, whether it was a relationship, whether it was, death, whether it was whatever it was. But I've been pinned to the wall many times. I've been down. And I know you guys have been down in your life many, many times too. And I know it's painful and it sucks. But all you can trust is that there's going to be a tomorrow. As long as you're alive, as long as you're pumping, as long as you're fighting, as long as you're working, things are going to get better. Things are going to get better and things are going to get better. If you really, really, really work on becoming more positive and becoming, you know, a greater human being, things are really going to get better. I am telling you. Coming from a dude that people were laughing and saying that I wasn't going to do shit with $30 in my pocket. And now been in many TV shows. Filmed like about 9 movies now. And, you know, I've just been doing my thing and working. And just working really hard. And I haven't, you know, I refuse to stop until the day I die. You know, I'm just going to keep on writing until I have a bigger passion for something else. Because I'm just going to do everything I want to do, man. And that's the way everybody should be living life. Some people didn't have the fortune to live that type of lifestyle due to whatever reason it was. But you that are listening to me right now, you have the power to do what you want to do. Just find that balance. Do absolutely everything you can do. And do it. I want you, if just a little exercise, if you guys are down to do a little exercise. I know it sounds like it's class right now, but it's not. You guys, I want you to write at least 10 things. If you want to go crazy, write 20, 30, 40. But just 10 things are enough. If anything, just write 5. If you can't think of 10, you should think of 10. Just write 10 things you like and just write them. Like, things that really make you extremely happy. Like, the best things in the world. And I want you to, within this month, to accomplish every single one of them. And you can. You absolutely, positively can. You can do it. The moment you put yourself in mind, like, oh, I can't because of money, or I can't because of family, or I can because of a relationship, or I can because I'm a father, or I'm a mother, or I can because of the, that's the moment you fail. You have to believe that you can do this. And as soon as you believe, everything's going to happen, man. Everything's going to happen. Not like magic, like boom, it's going to happen, boom. No, you, everything is going to move you towards that direction, and you just got to follow. You just got to follow, take action, and do it. And I know you can. I know you can do it, man. And, yeah, guys. I want to tell y'all that I love you. I love you so much. I love you. I love you guys. You guys are everything for me. You guys help me find this balance. And you guys just help me be me, you know? You know? Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for being there for me. For absolutely everything. And everything. In life. And in death. And in everything. Nah, that's it, guys. Well, that's the end of the podcast. I gotta go because I got the shows. I got a show to do, stand-up comedy. By the way, let me plug some dates real quick before I take off. You guys are ready? Well, this week, I'm going to be many places this week. For every single date, you can go to stevedes.com/tour. That's stevedes.com/tour. And you check all the dates that I'm going to be performing. But if you guys are outside of California, then you probably can't see me performing unless you come to California. Because I'm performing all over California for now. I promise to you guys that soon, pretty soon, I'll be traveling around wherever you are. States, countries, whatever. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But for now, California, guys. On January 8th, this Wednesday, so coming Wednesday, I'm going to be in Silver Lake, California, doing some stand-up comedy on Echoes Under Sunset. And that's actually where I'm going to be tonight. And on the Fernando Briz at Echoes Under Sunset. That's in 1310 Glendale Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90026. It's going to be hosted by my brothers, two girls, Juan Cavaz. It's a great team of two girls and one guy named Cavaz. He's a rapper, too. So if you have checked his music video, Ice Cream, you can check it out. And it's free. It's free, so you guys can come. It's a donation show, so you can throw in a dollar, five, 10, 20, whatever you want. Throw in if you want to. And it has stupid cheap beer and free snacks for the people. All right. So I'll check you guys over there. And then let me see what other big show I'm promoting. Oh, my God. I'm going to be performing. Oh, and this Friday, I'm going to be in the Danger Room. That's in Beverly Hills, somewhere in Beverly Hills, California. The Danger Room, my improv team, Eldon Farlow, is going to be performing over there. It starts at 8 p.m. There's a jam at the end, so if you ever wanted to do some improv comedy, you can get the chance to get on stage and perform with me and more people. So check you guys at the Danger Room. For more dates and stuff, go to www.stevedes.com/tour. And I want to thank one more time to my sponsor. And it's because I fucked up last time, man. And the producers over here at the show, the Steve Dish show, you know, and the Steve Dish Island podcast, you know, kind of fucked up. So I want to thank my sponsors real quick. The Black Mamba by Niso Trade. The Black Mamba is a trading platform, and it's the most advanced day trading company platform on planet Earth. Check them out at nisotrade.com. That's N-Y-S-O trade.com. Yeah, you'll go check it out. If you have any type of questions or any type of involvement with, you know, business, stocks, trades, all that good stuff, you can go to nisotrade.com and they'll hook you up, you know, they'll hook you up. and why sell trade. You know, they know everything about stocks. If you don't know about that shit, they got you. They got you. They got consultants talk to you on everything. Check them out. Check them out. But yeah, guys, I'll see you on the next podcast. We have a very special stand-up comedian coming in. And I'll check you guys. Check you guys on the next Steve Dez Island podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Dez Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedez.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Dez on Twitter at SteveDezTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Steve Dez Show. See you next time. Thank you.